happened to me?
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Episode 20 of the Nina Blanco podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you already know. You know I have a guest in here because you can see her. Norma!
Hello, everybody. I'm in Denver with my Nina.
You're going to have to get a little bit closer to the mic. It's a little echoey when you do like right? that. Okay. work in progress. We literally just hopped into my studio space and are just winging it a little bit, kind of. So that's how this is going. Just FYI for everyone else. But Mom, excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here too.
Haven't seen you since October.
That was the last time I came out to Denver.
Yeah. And you were here because we were shopping for my wedding dress.
I know.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Awesome. We had so many people here. It was you, my future mother-in-law, and I had like all of my bridesmaids here. Mm-hmm. We got together with some of the boys' family who they live here in Colorado as well, so they came over for the celebration because why not? We hosted a big family dinner for everyone,
and the dinner was amazing. That you and made.
We don't say the M word. We say the boy. There you go.
You and the boy made. It was amazing.
Yes. And also, just, and this is just coming up into my mind right now, just because I was about to take a sip and I held off for a second because we hadn't shown yet. Yeah, we've been drinking. We've been drinking for the last, like, it's been like an hour and a half.
Maybe.
But we've been
second glass.
Right. We've been slow about it. I was like, hey, it's past noon. Let's go for it. So we poured ourselves a glass of wine. And Mom, you got real fancy with it. And you found some blackberries in my refrigerator. And we got blackberries in the bottom of the wine just bouncing
and it's
around.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. So cheers.
Cheers, baby.
There you go. So, yeah, we're drinking on top of this podcast because why not? My mom's here.
No,
wine not. Wow. What Facebook post did you learn that from?
I made it up.
You're such a liar. You're here because, well, you wanted to come here. You asked, hey, can I come over because I want to help you with some wedding stuff. And I was like, yeah, sure. That's totally fine. I'm not going to lie, Mom. I was like a little ill prepared for you to come for like wedding stuff. Because I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Well, and you know what? I have to say that surprised me.
Why?
Because you've always been planner.
Have I?
You've always been, yeah.
When?
Do you not remember the first camping trip that you made with your friends? You went to Illinois State Park.
That was fun. I do remember that.
This one here was with a binder and tabs.
Yeah.
And this is where we're going to get the firewood. Yeah. And this is where we're going to get the hot dogs.
I didn't plan it out.
She had everything planned out.
This is what, where we're stopped.
In a binder.
We are leaving at exactly 12:30. Exactly. Not a minute later. And then we're going to.
This time we're going to the lake.
And we're going to go to this gas station in between.
Yeah. So detailed.
Very.
So well planned.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys had an awesome time.
We did. It was great.
And now it's wedding planning time. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I hate it.
Mom's coming. And what are we going to do?
I literally don't know.
She didn't know. She literally had me send her my notes.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you want to do?
And I had this list this long of all the things that I thought we should do while I'm here for wedding
planning. Do you have your phone on you? Let's pull out that list. I'll let you take over and you can read from the list and let's just go through it. Let's see what was Norma's list of things to do for wedding stuff, because I just didn't know. Like, I'm not ready to start crafting my decorations or my table centerpieces and stuff. I'm still kind of struggling and fighting with my wedding venue to like figure stuff out, and I need to know that stuff. I need to know, are we going to have round tables? Are we going to have long rectangle tables? Like, that makes a difference when it comes to like the small details and decor and whatever. And I'm still waiting for those details. So I'm ill prepared. I don't have things ready for you.
Okay, I understand that. That's kind of out of your control right now.
Yeah.
But I kind of thought that we could get ideas of Either or. If you do have round tables, what do you want to do? If you have square tables, what do you want
to
do?
But I am doing that. I've done that already.
Okay.
And a couple weeks ago, we got together on like Google Meets or whatever. We had a meeting. We had a wedding meeting.
Right.
And I showed you my Pinterest board. I showed you all. Like, I've done that. So, like, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. Is like, I have my pins. I have ideas. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
Well, so, what's on your list?
We'll work it out.
What's on your list?
Well, the first few things that we had on here was checking out our Airbnb where we are going to be staying while we're out here. It's not that far away from your house.
No.
And that's a good thing. We know where that is.
We did that, and the house is totally fine, and it seems like in a decent neighborhood, pretty quiet street, and yeah, I think it'll be a great spot for you guys.
Right, and there's plenty of room.
Yeah.
The second thing we did was we bought the spray paint for your mirrored welcome sign.
Yeah.
That I'm working with my dear friend that I work with. Her name is Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out to Jen.
Hey, Jen. Hey, girl. Thank you.
I can't do it without you, girl. And I need you.
Thank you, Jen.
So she's going to help me with the lettering on the Cricut and all that. And then we'll work all that out. But today we bought the paint, and we're going to work on that.
We need to clean this mirror. So I bought this mirror literally in preparation for you to come like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. I didn't have it already.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my welcome sign is going to be a mirror, and you're going to Cricut out some vinyl for me and write some stuff, and then we're going to put it on.
But
the mirror, I bought it from Goodwill for $10. Tell them about the other mirror that you wanted.
Oh.
Do it. Tell the story.
Okay, it's funny because I have in mind what the mirror is going to look like. And it's going to be, the middle is going to be fine with letters.
She has in mind it, already of what my wedding is going to be. She has it in mind. She knows.
Around it is going to be with beautiful flowers, you know, traipsed around the edges and stuff. Well, I was at Hobby Lobby one day and I was not looking for this, but I found it and I took a picture of it and I sent it to Nina and I said, hey, what about something like this? But it had a huge crack in it.
It was broken.
It was broken. It had a crack.
It was discounted.
And I'm like, maybe we could just cover that corner up with flowers.
Which, you know what? We probably totally could have. And I'm not like above that. Like, that's fine. Especially like to save a piece from going to the landfill and stuff like that. Because like in my later years, we did not necessarily grow up this way. And yes, it has a lot to do with living in Colorado, but it just has a lot to do with just, I don't know, me growing up as a person and who I want to be and how I want to see the world and how I want to treat the world and stuff. Like, I'm very kind of green. Like, I try to be, at least. I try to recycle things. I try to like reuse things. And when it comes to like buying new, I didn't even really want to buy a whole lot of new things for this wedding because it's just, I'm going to use it one time and then it's going to end up in the landfill. And I don't want to do that. So
right.
I don't know. I've just become a little bit more conscious about stuff like that.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
That's really nice that you do that.
Thank
That's
you. Go but ahead. I also have a problem with some of these corporations, which is hard not to have a problem with every corporation because everyone's an asshole, quite frankly. But Hobby Lobby, I can't do it. I've learned my lesson. We used to be huge Hobby Lobby shoppers because Hobby Lobby was in Crystal Lake and it was like the best place ever. Before I knew how evil they are, Mom. They're evil.
I don't want to get into that right now.
Okay,
I really
I told you, like, I don't want to go to Hobby Lobby for my wedding stuff. And then here she is sending me pictures. I'm at Hobby Lobby. Look at this mirror for your wedding. No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry about that. And it won't happen again.
Her broken, bigoted mirror was $50.
$37.
$40. And I got a non-broken, reused, recycled, non-broken mirror for $10.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
At a thrift store. So that's just the way that I want to try to go for these things. And I saved us $30.
Yes. And the paint that we bought, the spray paint.
Yeah.
We bought the more expensive one.
We did.
It, compared to what she paid for that.
Right.
It was nothing.
Exactly.
So it's going to look beautiful.
That's how you got to think about these things, Mom. You got to recycle. You got to reuse. It's going to look gorgeous. You got to save money and then we'll get crafty with it. Yes. Okay.
I agree.
Let's get back to the list. What else is on your list?
We did that. And then we went to the shoe store. Mm-hmm. This one here has in mind the kind of shoes she wants.
I do.
And when I thought, well, let's go look and see if we can find one here instead of ordering the ones from Greece.
Yeah, I found some on Etsy. They were on Etsy and they ship from like Athens, Greece, and it's Greek leather.
Gorgeous.
And they're handmade.
Beautiful.
They're very, very pretty, but they're the style that I want. Yeah. And I've looked at other like big box stores, Nordstrom, I've looked at Macy's, I looked at DSW. That's where we stopped by today. And I've looked at these places, but for whatever reason, it's too much to ask for a block heel that is at least 3 inches high and closed toed shoe. For whatever reason, I can't find it anywhere except for this Etsy posting in freaking Greece. So I don't know.
Yeah. So we're working on that. We will keep, we'll do some online shopping.
You did find
shopping.
Some cute ones at Nordstrom today.
I did. I did find one, but it's in a champagne and we're just not sure about
the color. I want an ivory shoe.
So we'll give them a call. I'll give them a call we'll see if we can get that.
I got to do another online search because now I'm a little bit more open to open toed shoes and I don't talk about this a whole lot, but my feet are nasty. I don't like my feet.
We won't talk about the crinkled
I have
toes.
Weird toes, dude. Don't talk to Mom.
Hey, you get it for me. I have crinkled toes,
I know,
too.
And I fucking hate it.
So at least yours are long. Mine are, I got like a size 5.5 foot with the.
Yeah, your feet are tiny.
Tiny little Cheetos for toes.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
Gross.
Not Cheetos, but so Cheeto size.
I wanted shoes that covered my toes that were closed toed. So I didn't have to deal with it. Because you get pictures of everything. You get pictures of close up of your feet, close up of the shoes, the details and everything. And I didn't want my fucking janky ass toes. I didn't want that. Mom, stop.
Okay, all right,
I'll
cry. All right, the next thing we did, well, first thing we did this morning after we did our workout, woke her up and like, Nina!
You did.
From the other room.
Mom, I've been so tired. You didn't hear my last podcast episode yet, but I have not been sleeping.
Oh, it's stress.
I'm so tired.
Ever since you were born. No.
For real. But actually.
No. But this morning I did wake her up. I ran to the family room. Put on the exercise.
Who was your exercise? Okay, hold on. I got to talk about your exercise lady because I did an exercise. This is a workout that you do. She's looking at me right now. This is an exercise you do with your friends, which is cool.
Shout out to Sherry.
All right, Sherry. Thank you for getting my mama off her booty and getting her moving. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But you guys do these exercises. You and your coworker do these exercises together.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. And like, I won't lie. My heart rate got up a little bit. I broke a tiny bit of a sweat.
Oh, sure.
But also like.
I'm like dripping.
Mom, it was just, I don't know. It's kind of just walking. Who's your lady though? But it's a great exercise for those who are
that's
like,
exactly what it is. It's a 5 mile walk.
Yeah.
When are you gonna say, hey to the boy, I'm gonna go on a 5 mile walk today. See you later. You're not gonna do that.
We go hiking.
But when
a
you
lot.
Go on your TV and you put Leslie Sansone on.
Leslie Sansone
does a program.
But they're very
that with all the steps that are in this amount of time.
Yeah. 30
it
minutes
amounts to a 5 mile walk.
Supposedly. I don't know how you do 5 miles in 30 minutes. I don't really trust it, but I get it. I get it. But anyway, I just wanted to say that like it's a little bit more like low impact. So if you're like looking for an easy workout to kind of start out and stuff like that. Yeah. Who's the lady again?
Leslie Sansone.
Find her on YouTube. Free videos on YouTube. That's what we did this morning.
And
so
I do them. We do Walking Wednesdays. We do it on Wednesdays.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And all the other days we do weights. We do strength training and then another day we will do cardio, another day we'll do uppers.
That's awesome, Mom.
Yeah, we've got a little thing in place.
Yeah,
what do you call it? a plan in place where every day we do something.
You're like me with coals in the fire.
Be healthy. We're not wanting to lose a ton of weight or anything like that.
Yeah.
We just want to be healthy. We just want to get moving.
Yeah, keep the I like joints that though.
Going.
It's fun. It's super cute, but it was very low impact. So like tomorrow morning, you wanted to do this again. Yeah. But tomorrow morning, I might play the tape that I played last Monday where my legs are still, can't walk properly.
Okay, we'll do yours tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to do mine. You're going to die.
No.
You might.
I might not because Sherry kicks my butt.
Okay.
She does.
Challenge accepted. We'll see if Sherry's workout is gearing you up for this.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
What else?
The other thing we did today was we tried on our dresses.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about it.
You don't?
I don't want to talk about
it. I'll talk about mine.
Okay.
Talk about mine. So those of you that know me know that I'm a little overfilled on the top.
Oh, she got big boobies.
Shut up. Didn't want to say that.
She got big boobies. But she always has, and I was always jealous. I was like, when are mine going to come in?
No,
me and my oldest sister, Lisa. You can't see
because I got Selena.
You got a shirt. Yeah, your shirt kind of like tones it down. But you and my middle sister, you guys got the boobies, and then me and my oldest sister, we don't got that. No.
A little mosquito bite.
Yeah, oh, leave me alone. You're mean.
But anyway, I tried the dress on this morning, and I was like, but I had a brassiere on.
You had your bra on.
And I'm like, oh, okay,
talk like a normal person. Don't call it a brassiere.
A bra.
Yeah, thank
you. And so I'm like, wait, let me take this thing off. Took it off, and it was just the tatas and the dress.
But the dress has padding, so you don't even need a bra with that dress.
It. That's why I was uncomfortable when I first put it on, because I had the bra on. And then when I took it off, I'm like, oh.
Then it fit perfectly.
And then she had me adjust.
I did.
And then fix it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and it fits so much better.
It was perfect.
Yes. I just think like when we first put it on, sometimes when you put a dress on and you need to get it altered, okay? With these dresses, they're like built for like people who are 8 feet tall, which is not normal. Like you need alterations. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we need to get yours.
I have small shoulders.
Yeah. So your straps
need to be taken
were in. Way too long. And what we were doing is when you were putting on the dress is you were pulling the dress down so that the straps fit your shoulders.
Yeah, no.
But the dress needed to actually be pulled up on your torso in order to fit properly. And you need to get your straps adjusted, which you can get in the alterations.
Right.
But yeah, and it looks great on you. It really does.
Thank you.
And props to you and props to your friend with your guys' fitness routine. You don't need a girdle or anything with it. You were fully planning on wearing a bra and a girdle and shapewear and all this stuff. Quite frankly, you tried it on today with none of that and you looked great. And it fit perfectly.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to
see. I
want to
look beautiful on your special day.
You are going to be gorgeous on my special day. I'm so excited. me, on the other hand, trying on my dress. I still need a... Remember that whole I need to go to the gym thing? Uh-huh. Yeah, I still need to do that. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But at least I still like my dress.
Oh, so beautiful, Nina. I almost cried this morning, but I didn't.
What?
When I saw you in it.
Really?
Oh.
Why?
Because
it wasn't even. But you saw me in it.
I know.
When I tried
I know.
It on.
I cried when she picked it out when we were here in October and you went and tried on all these dresses. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally said, this is the one, I was like.
Oh, yeah. I cried. I cried.
It was.
I cried when
this morning I was like, oh, there she is. But
you know, isn't it crazy that the dress that I eventually picked out that I said yes to the dress, this is going to be it. That was the first dress that I tried on.
Yes, it was the first dress.
Yeah. And I liked it immediately and I knew I liked it. But because it was the first dress I tried on, I had like 9 dresses in the dressing room to try them all on. And because this was the first one, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. But this is the first dress. No, I can't say yes right away. And so I just like had that mentality. Right, and then at the end of the day, it was like that first dress was the perfect one for me. So props to Toby at Amanda's Bridal. And I've talked about Amanda's Bridal before and they're awesome. And I had such a good experience there. And Toby, she's like, she's amazing. But like she listened to what I wanted and I showed her pictures of what I wanted. And she picked out all these dresses for me to try on. And she picked out that first one for me to try on. And she essentially like picked it out right away of what I wanted. So that's pretty awesome. And thank you so much to Amanda's Bridal. And thank you so much to Toby. I cannot give that girl enough props. She needs a raise, Amanda's Bridal.
And I bought my dress from there too.
You did. You did. Because you loved the shop so much. Exactly. And I think you also just like loved Toby and her personality as well. That you're like, yes, set me up.
She set me up with like maybe four dresses that I tried on in May when I came.
This was a long time
May
ago.
May or June.
Yeah.
And I tried this one on and then I was leaning towards a different one. Mm-hmm. But then since your wedding is here in August, it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. I thought this is the one.
This is definitely the one. Definitely I love your cool dress.
And it flares out so it won't be sticky. And you know what I mean? It'll be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was so very happy excited with it.
But yeah, we tried on our dresses this morning as well. So what else is on the agenda? Like what? Today is day one, really.
Well, I'm not finished about the dress. The dress. I need the dress altered big time on the shoulders and the hem, bottom.
But that's really all you need, which is great.
Right. But we also made a trip to UPS and I bought a huge box that will fit the dress.
We're going to mail it.
Folded, but not bunched and folded. It'll be fine.
We're going to send it to you.
Mail it home. And that way I will use my seamstress out in McHenry, who will do the hemming on the bottom and the So I can't take it with me on the plane. I came with a backpack.
Yeah.
Not shoving it in a backpack.
Listen, I cheaped out on buying her plane ticket. That's my bad.
Okay.
That's my bad.
It's okay.
But flights are expensive right now.
I just cannot take the dress in my backpack.
No, you can't.
No.
It'll be so bunched up and wrinkled.
Shipping it out tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
After we pick up my shawl, we're going to go and send it home.
That's what we're going to do tomorrow in terms of wedding stuff. Did you want to stop by the venue? And don't say the venue name, by the way. I'm not saying it on the podcast. Okay. Did you want to stop by the venue tomorrow?
Yeah, we can.
Now have an appointment tomorrow at Amanda's Bridal as well. The boy has a family friend in town as well, and we're doing lunch with them. After our appointment at Amanda's Bridal, then we can maybe go to the venue. We can do maybe a small hike because there's a hike nearby.
Ooh, I would love that.
That'd be fun.
I would love that.
And on this hike that maybe we can do tomorrow, the boy and I will be most likely taking our post-ceremony wedding pictures. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we'll show you on this hike.
Okay. So, well, we've been on it, haven't we?
No.
No. Okay. No,
not this hike.
Not this one.
All right. No, ma'am. So, but like, that's the thing is like, what else do we need to clean this mirror for the welcome sign and
spray paint it.
But like, what else do we have to do? Like, I feel like that's it.
I think we're pretty in good shape.
The flowers. So I'm doing a mixture of artificial and real flowers and essentially just for the bouquets. And like corsage and boutonnieres and stuff for the wedding party. That's going to be the only fresh flowers that I have. Because flowers are too damn expensive. Flowers are so expensive.
They are.
So I'm only doing like fresh bouquets for the bridal party essentially. And then everything else for decor, I'm going to do faux flowers, silk flowers or whatever it is. And there's a website. I think it's called Ling's Flowers. Something like that. Ling's Flowers and... they're really popular for weddings and stuff, and they're pretty inexpensive. And I plan on, because like I said, I don't necessarily want to buy things new. So I've joined these Facebook groups for like recycled Colorado wedding where like brides who are done with all of their stuff, they had their wedding, they will resell it to other brides in the area. Hey, take my decor, take all these flowers, take these centerpieces, all this stuff, and they'll sell it to each other, which I wanted to do, but it is so hard.
It is. I've even looked some things up for your bridal shower.
These brides don't play. They snatch that stuff up.
I looked for some things for your bridal shower.
It's so hard. Don't do that. It's clicking in the microphone. Sorry.
I found this weird.
It's a pen.
It's a pen.
It's a pen.
But anyway, for your bridal shower things, I would look up. I would send them a message. And
it's gone.
Sorry, it's gone.
Like it's been gone for the last 2 hours.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard to actually be able to buy for. So that's what makes me like, okay, well, if I buy these artificial flowers new, then I should have. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I should have.
I'm so curious. I'm curious about this cool looking pen.
It's just more of a chance for me. Stop it. Oh my God. Give me the pen.
It's gone.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Oh man,
a little kid in a candy shop
for real. Oh, man, are you bored? Jeez.
No, I just have
pour
never
me
seen,
more wine.
I've never seen a pen like that.
Pour me more. Grab me the bottle. Look at how much wine we've already drinking today. This is not good.
We've drinking.
Anyway,
so we're in the process of determining what kind of flowers, what kind of centerpieces, and. This is my one and only daughter that will ever get married.
So. I know. I just posted a new episode today, actually. So you haven't been able to listen to it yet, which is totally fine. But I mentioned that a little bit, that I'm probably the only daughter that's going to get married. Because Mita, they've expressed they don't want to get married. They've already
been together 27, 8 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Props and blessings to them,
because and they're happy and they've all these been years. Together all these years. They're great. They're great, but they don't want to get married. Right. They're like, no thank you.
They're
which is fine.
Married, that's, what do you call it? Like legally married.
Yeah, exactly. Common law. So that's fine. But then my oldest sister, Lisa, I mean, that girl can't figure it out. She cannot figure it out. No. You are not even going to say a word. I'm going to show her this and y'all are going to get into it.
You're the only one. She's the only one. And I want it to be perfect. I want your dream wedding to be all that you ever dreamt it to be.
Thanks, Mom. I'm sure it will be.
I know it will be.
I'm excited for it. Like, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can visualize it. I can visualize everything. I can visualize the ceremony, I can visualize dinner, I can visualize reception, I can visualize all the fun, the different like varieties of fun, like when it comes to like, of course, dancing and photo booth and like, I don't know, other traditional things that we might do. Are we gonna do the dollar dance?
That's up to you. And I like the boy.
Stop saying his
the
name.
The boy. It's up to you and the boy if you want to do the dollar dance.
I want to, but like.
A la vibra, vibra de la mar, por aquí pueden pasar.
That's a Mexican tradition. Okay, explain it. Let's explain the dollar dance, this Mexican tradition at weddings.
Okay, the dollar dance is what it is. It's a dollar dance. If you have a dollar, you ask, you take it up with a pin. There's someone standing there with a box of
safety pins.
Straight pins. And the men dance with the bride, but they gotta pay her.
You gotta pay. I'm a married lady.
That's right. And they just slightly pin it on the dress. And then they just dance for, I don't know, 30 seconds
or so.
If there's a long ass line, it's 15 seconds, okay?
But it is a way for the bride and groom to just get a little extra cash, extra bonus money.
It's well wishing them for fortune,
right?
You know,
right?
So the men dance with the bride, and then women go and dance with the groom.
Yeah,
they do the same thing.
Pin a dollar,
and it doesn't have to be a dollar. Hint, hint. If you're going to be at the wedding,
so it could be a 20,
a 10, a 20,
so it could be a 100.
Whatever your little wallet carries.
Whatever your little wallet carries.
Damn. No Capital One. Okay. What's in your wallet?
Oh my gosh.
Gotta be cash.
And then explain the other one.
And then the other one it's called La Víbora de la Mar. It's just a way
to even say that.
Víbora, snake.
What is it?
De la Mar. Of the ocean, of the sea.
Okay.
And all it is it's a sea.
But you snake through the wedding.
It's like a conga dance.
Yeah.
They all hold each other's hands or waist. It starts with waist, but then you go with the hands. And they play the song. And so what they do is they all hold hands. And the bride stands on a chair.
And usually needs some assistance of like someone holding her because it gets crazy.
Right. The groom stands on another chair, probably about 6 feet, 7 feet apart.
And don't you like
bridge? And then, well, you bridge your hands and then the women, they dance underneath and then they go through the tables, they go through
and all the venue. And you slink around the entire venue while this song. And it's just a big vibra, la vibra, vibra de la mar, de la
mar. Por aquí pueden pasar los... Oh, I forgot the word. Corren recio y los de atrás se quedan tras.
And then you snake around all these tables and it's just like a fun thing you do. And they also used to suggest for all the women, says it's only the women who do that. Oh, no, they do a male version as well. They do male
version too.
But it's suggested, so it's only women at one time and then you do the males afterwards. But the women, they suggest to take your shoes off because your ass is going to be running.
They up the music.
The music gets slowly faster and faster and faster.
Faster, vibra, vibra, de la ma, de la ma, da, 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 da. And then everyone's going, ah!
Okay. You're running. You're sprinting.
Yes. And so I was at my cousin Olivia's wedding.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Oh, I didn't go to that.
No. And I was at the end. Very end.
Not a good place to be.
Not a good place to be because just like you're like, help. Mm-hmm. And I had no shoes on. And I was a few times let go. And it was hard. Yeah. You got to keep up.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
But it's those
are two like really fun traditions that I would love to do. Yes. But like, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe you have to pick one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But I was asking the boy. So we're Mexican. The boy, his family, they're Italian. And I was asking him, like, what are Italian wedding traditions? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't even know. And so I was like, well, ask your mom or something. Like, figure it out. And so he did. He asked his mom. The only thing that they could come up with was for a gift. Part of your gift is, like, you ask all the Italian nonas and aunties and grandmas. You ask them all to write out a recipe.
Oh.
And they bring that and they can, like, put it in with their card. Because you give like bride and groom a card or whatever it might be for like part of their gift. And part of their gift is this recipe card. And then you have a brand new homemade Nona Italian dish recipe. And so we would love to do that. So we're going to try to like ask our family members. That's I would love to ask our family members as well and get some Mexican recipes that I don't know. I need Nancy's rice.
The rice, the barbacoa, tamale. Uh-huh. Well, you know my tamales.
But I don't know how to make them.
Well, I remember when Nina was about 14, 15, 16 years old, I was huge on a video camera. I was obsessed with a camcorder.
Uh-huh.
I recorded all the grandkids and they would be like, Grandma, put that thing down. I'm like, now we can sit in the living room and watch these old videos when they were this big. And they're like, oh, put another one on.
I want to do that.
Look at Julian. Look at Lacey.
You guys did that. And I wasn't there because obviously I'm in Colorado. And I was so freaking jealous. I want to go back through and I want to watch some of those tapes.
That's why I did all of that. But one time I had her record me in every step of making tamales. And she's like,
Because the way you were doing it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I'm not a professional recorder like you are.
That's not but the point.
I was like, okay, the next step is you put this much salt.
But that's why I hated it.
But when you're such make a tamales.
No, because of the way you were doing it. You're like, number one, you prepare the masa. And the way you do it. And you were just talking so slow. And I was just like, girl, be a normal person. That's all it was.
I'm not a professional.
You're just not normal.
I'm just not normal.
No.
Norma is not normal.
No, ma'am.
But anyway, I did have her record me so that when I'm gone, if they want tamales, they will be able to watch my video.
You will forever be immortal.
How?
You're not allowed to leave.
And know how to make tamales. Because it is not easy. It's a two-day process.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, right.
So and you do have that tape?
I have it somewhere, yes.
But, okay, that's fine. But the boy, he's talked about this before, and he really, really wants to make tamales with you.
Wow.
He really does.
Yeah, I would love to.
So, I mean, it can't happen probably on this trip, but we need to figure out another time. I mean, maybe, I mean, we do it for the holidays, right? It's a Thanksgiving, Christmas thing. So maybe for the next Thanksgiving, next Christmas, we can try to pre-plan something where we come ahead of time and that way we can make it. But he really is very interested and he wants to learn from
you. I'm sure he would add his flair of Italian. Oh, for sure.
But okay, I have a question though about tamales is when you make them, you know how they say like, oh, you don't measure spices, you just pour it until your ancestors tell you to stop.
Right.
Is that, that's very much how it is? You doesn't, very much. Does it have to be correct? Like, does it have to be exact? Is there any part? Because like baking.
No.
Baking is exact. We can't do baking because the boy is so bad at exact. That's my question is like, will he be able to make tamales? Does it have to be exact?
No, it does not.
Okay, perfect.
Nope.
Perfect.
And if you like more garlic, if you like the flavor of garlic,
hell yeah,
double it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. I've made tamales where my brother would taste them and he'd be like, ooh, you put a little too much garlic in it. Well, I like garlic a lot. So I really went overboard with garlic.
Toughen up, bitch.
Yeah. Harvey. it does not have to be exact. You do it by tasting.
Good. That's what I like.
A little more.
Texture.
Right. Texture.
With the masa.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the meat. Ugh. Just flavor. You taste it.
As much seasoning as you can.
Yes. And then when it all gets put together on the hoja, and you put them together and you wrap it, and then as it cooks, all that flavor just mixes. So
yeah.
So
it's fine. Right. Okay. I just wasn't sure. I didn't know if you had to be like.
No.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
I owe that to my mother and to my sister Diana. God rest her soul.
R.I.P.
Yep. I miss her so much. And she, every time I'd make tamales, she was there for me. She would come and help me. She would tell me, nope, Norma, add more of this, more of that. She would taste it.
She was a pro in the kitchen, huh? She was always in the kitchen.
Her tamales were the only ones out of all my sisters and myself that tasted as close as my mom's.
Really? Yes.
My sister Diana. Wowza. God. She was amazing.
Wow.
So, yeah. So those are traditions that we have. And I would love to make some with the boy.
Girl. Stop saying his name.
Oh.
I'm literally going to bleep it out.
Good.
Okay. All right. But stop saying. This is more work for me every time I have to bleep it out. Stop. Thank you.
What's next? So, so we are shipping my dress out. We got the spray paint. We went to the Airbnb. We need to go to, we don't need to. But when you drive me to the airport on Monday morning when I go back home, I need to know where I'm going to be picking up and dropping off people because we will be here an extended period of time and other guests coming for the wedding need to go back home. And more than likely, my husband, Al, and I will be driving people back and forth. So I need to know.
Luckily for you, DIA is not very hard to figure out.
Good.
And luckily, I guess, for everyone else, like, they might get a little confused because, like, you have to go onto a train, but
yeah,
it's so easy to figure out at that airport. Specifically, it just happens to be an easy airport, so I'll get you through it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We got you.
So we've got that done, and I think we're in good shape.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I got
for
wedding stuff now. I just need to, like, buckle down on a couple vendors, and then...
That's up to you and the boy to do.
I know, and we are. We're buckling down on it. We just have to, what's it called?
You'll be fine. I think you guys are in very good shape. You will be ready. I mean.
I think we will. We'll be fine. Yeah. So I just, when you were coming out here, I was like, I'm not ready to do centerpiece, which I know you would love to do that.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's up to you, the venue and the boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That you guys can take care of that.
So what about, because initially I did not want a wedding shower, but you and the boy's mom, you guys are throwing me a wedding shower. It's not going to be a Jack and Jill dual thing. They're throwing me a wedding shower. And so where are you on wedding shower plan? Because I'm not supposed to be part of that.
No. We're
doing- and you want to surprise, because I was offering like, hey mom, let me help you, let me help plan, I'll come a couple days early, I'll help you decorate, because we're going to do it in your backyard, which I think is awesome. I'm actually really excited it's going to be at the house. But I was like, I'll help you decorate, because like, you know, I can see it too, like cool, yeah, let's do it. And that was the initial plan. And then afterwards you were like, no, you're not allowed.
Well, because as I got into the planning,
yeah,
and getting all the decorations and planning for, you know, we're catering, all the whatever.
All of it.
I thought to myself, this is going to be the type of shower I want you to walk into and say, for me?
Wow. What? Oh my goodness.
So I don't want you to have to plan and do any work for it.
Which I love that.
No, I want you to just walk in and have the everyone only part, there and the you only, honoring the bride.
Thank you. I am excited about it. And you know what? I've never had like a surprise party or anything like that. Really. So it's not like a, because I know it's coming. I know the day and everything like that. But at the same time, like, I don't know much of the details. So I'm excited about that part of it. And so I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I'm very excited about that. But she won't tell me exactly everything she has up her sleeve. She's told me like, oh, we'll play this game, that game. And, you know, what do you think of this catering company? We'll serve these like little things, whatever. But like, that's pretty much the extent of it. And I gave the theme idea, which I wanted it to be, hello, Nina Blanco. It only goes hand in hand. Beyonce's Lemonade. Because I saw that like a popular theme or a cute theme is like lemons. It's like lemons. You have the yellow and the green and the white and just like a lemon themed bridal shower. And I was like, that's fun. But Beyonce made a whole album called Lemonade and I love Beyonce. And if we can like mix Beyonce in the lemons lemonade theme, that would be cool.
I need to work on that.
That's what maybe I need to help you with a little bit. Yes. Is just I need to give you some ideas of how to mix Beyonce into the party.
Okay.
Or you could talk to my bridesman, Ruben.
Okay.
Because he's just as big of a Beyonce fan as I am. And so if you want me to like completely stay out of it and not know all the details and stuff, you could always ask him.
Thank you for the idea, because I didn't even think about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Boobin. I did not
think about call him Boobin.
I always call him Boobin. My boobin.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. And I will do that.
You should ask him. And he's around and he goes to see his parents like all the time. And so he's in the area as well. So you should ask him.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Perfect. That's awesome. So but I'm in real good shape. I've been buying things, ordering things. Every time I go to the store, I'm like, oh, this would be great for the shower. Oh, that would be great for the shower. And maybe I'm overbuying. But I'm hoping.
I think you're overbuying.
Well, and maybe I am. But
that's the whole thing about me, about like, don't overbuy. And I don't want to buy all these new things. And I'm just going to throw it away and blah, 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 blah. And you're already overbuying these things. Because you'll send me like, oh, I bought this. And I'm like, for what?
No.
And you're like, I don't
know. Keep in mind, we're having this shower with over 50 people invited. So
it's like the amount of people I'm inviting to the wedding.
Almost.
It's a lot of people who, and I feel so weird about it. It's a lot of people too who are not invited at the wedding.
This is all, these people are all family.
I know.
Cousins.
Loved ones.
Yes, loved ones.
People that I've known my whole life.
Yes. So, sorry. She has a lot of people that love her and that are family.
That are in Illinois.
In your life. They are people who are in her life, including your godmother.
She's coming?
That you don't even talk
Mom,
to.
I haven't seen,
and I'm
I haven't
sorry.
Seen my godmother since I was like 12.
Yes. And so she's invited because to me, that's what family is about. And that's meaningful to me because she made that commitment to be your godmother. She is going to be at your bridal shower.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But like, that's just me. I just feel a little weird about it sometimes. It's because like, these are people that like, okay, I get it. Family is family. And you love each other no matter what. And these people are going to always be in your lives. But then also, like, I haven't talked to a lot of these people in so long. And then they're going to come to my bridal shower.
Life is short.
And then they're going to buy me a gift. Like, don't buy me a gift.
Life is short.
If I haven't seen you in the last 10 years, don't buy me a gift.
Okay, you can say, put that out there.
I feel uncomfortable about it. I just would never want anyone to, which I don't think that they do, but
I love somebody,
I would never. I will
give to that person I love.
I get it. But
My thinking.
On the other hand, I would never want someone to be like, oh, I'm only being invited because they wanted another gift on the registry to be purchased. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? And like, that's just like my biggest fear is like, I would never want anyone to think that like I'm taking advantage in that kind of a way. Cause it's not ever like that. And I'm not that kind of a person, mm-mm. but it's like, also I haven't talked to you. I haven't seen you in so long. Decades.
If someone could only get you a gift card for $10. I mean,
don't give me anything. Buy me a card from the dollar store. Okay, then buy me a card from the dollar store that I'll keep in my wedding box. And in 20 years, when I go back and look in my wedding box, I'll be able to see it, and that's fine. But I'm uncomfortable, Mom.
And it's such a special day. We're celebrating you, the bride who's about to be married to the man of your dreams, the love of your life, your soulmate, the boy. So we're celebrating that. I know. It's all that matters.
I know. It's just weird to me also.
Stop it.
Okay. All right. So. I have like visibly and maybe audibly been getting drunker during this podcast.
She is.
I need another. Can you pour me more?
So y'all know how many times have I poured her glass?
Pour me more. What? Just because you're behaving in front of the camera? No, that's fine.
Because I'm already buzzed. Because I'm in Mile High City and I'm a little woo already.
Damn, girl, that's a full glass.
Well, you said pour me more. We gotta go to the liquor store again.
Good thing I bought my trusty box of wine on top of this.
Yeah. So, all right. But anyways.
She poured this all the way to the top, girl.
Well, you said pour me more. I poured her more.
Hello.
So I'm just so thrilled to be here to do wedding talk, wedding planning. We did our dresses.
We did a lot already.
Yeah, we did. And we still have more to do. We have to go tomorrow to buy my shawl.
Yeah, our appointment at Amanda's Bridal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want a little, it's a real thin sheer.
Because it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
My wedding is going to be in Denver in late August. It's going to be hot as balls.
My dress is low cut.
Yes, ma'am.
Little cleavage will be shown.
Show off them goodies.
Uh-huh. The tatas. But it's sheer straps.
Yeah.
And then bare arms.
But we're not going to be in a church. What do you need a shawl for?
I would just like spending
more money that she doesn't need to spend.
Pretty shawl just to walk into the, and just during the ceremony, after the ceremony, start dancing.
Oh, Mom, no. Can we talk about something?
Yes.
Can we talk about how you had the full expectation of walking me down the aisle? And I was like, I didn't even know.
Not me.
You did.
No.
You said you wanted both my stepdad.
But that's one of the Mexican traditions.
It is?
That the parents.
Both parents?
Both parents.
See, I didn't even know that.
Bride down. But it's,
I didn't know that.
It's not as common anymore. It doesn't. Back in the day.
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to remember my sister Diana's wedding. She's the only one who got. Well, Ruben got married too, but.
He was way later.
I'm trying to remember if Diana had both my mom and dad walk her down the aisle. You can't remember? I can't remember. But it was a thing where both the parents.
I didn't know that.
But see, this is a young woman who lives at home.
Right. How old was she?
Diana.
When she got married?
No, Diana was 20 years old.
So she was like old getting married.
No. No, she was. That's not old.
Y'all got married at 17, 18,
19. No. She was 20 years old living at home and then taken away by this man who she's going to spend the rest of her life with. So she, I want to say she got walked down the aisle by both.
But you don't remember?
I don't remember.
See, I didn't even know that was a Mexican tradition. I had no idea. until literally right now in this moment. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. You had mentioned that. You were like, oh, I thought I was going to also walk you down. And I was like, no. I was like, only the dad does. And yeah. in this case, like my stepdad. And
that's
I was
a more like, American tradition.
But I didn't know that.
And I'm happy with just dad walking you well, down the aisle.
I don't know. If you want to rediscuss it, we can rediscuss it. Because I literally, until 30 seconds ago, did not know that it was a Mexican tradition that both parents yeah. walk you down the aisle.
It's
you didn't mention that the first time we talked about this.
Yeah, no, it is. We'll see. We'll talk about it. I'm happy with just dad walking you down the aisle. I really am.
Yeah. He can walk me down the aisle. I was thinking like, okay, after you brought that up, but I was like, well, shit. So he can walk me down the aisle. When we get to the end of the aisle, I read an article where like, because you'll be sitting in the front row anyway.
Yeah.
You can stand up with him while he's there with me at the end of the aisle. And then when the officiant is like,
I'm already gonna cry.
Who lets this person be taken away and married. And then you guys can both be standing there.
And we'll say,
I do.
No, we'll say to the boy, run.
Oh my God. If he doesn't know by now.
I know. Yeah.
If he doesn't know by now, that's his own fault. There's nothing you can do about it.
No. I like your idea though. I like that I'll.
So you can stand up at the end of it.
I like that.
Is that okay?
I would love that. Okay. Love that.
Because then having to coordinate three people walking around, I don't know. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot. And then you can make sure everyone shut up and sit down. The ceremony is about to start.
I can be like.
Exactly. Just give them the evil eye. Evil eye, exactly. Like, hello. Sit your ass down.
Simmer down.
Exactly.
Simmer down.
Exactly. Oh, man. Well, I was going to like go into, I don't know, some other childhood trauma. Maybe we'll be able to, since we don't have like that much more to do. Let's do a second one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a second episode.
Get some more wine. Make it more interesting.
We're going to have to go to the liquor store because we ran out.
I know. Almost. On his way home.
Fucking call alcoholics.
Him.
Right?
Call him.
For real.
Yeah.
Stop saying his name. You just said it again.
I did.
Stop.
Bleep. Bleep. Beep.
Stop. Stop it. Oh my gosh. Okay. That ends it. That ends episode 19. Maybe we'll be able to do another one before you go home.
I would love to.
Okay. We'll see.
Yes.
And then we can talk to Norma about not wedding things and maybe like childhood things / why I'm so weird / who the fuck else knows, a lot of other stuff. So until then, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. It was a joy. It was so much fun.
Good. I love you so much. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.